Beyond presents Fragments. Asterildo and Carabunculo by the Unknown. Good title. Asterildo and Carabunculo isn't necessarily the title of this play, but it can be inferred that they are the primary protagonists. It's not a long fragment. In fact, the cast list has more words in it than the surviving dialogue. Here's the cast as read by Liza Graham.
Asterildo, Emperor of Cilicia. Corderia, his wife. Livia, her daughter. Cleobulo and Drubal, his sons. Jack Pretty, Cleobulo's man. Tucket, Drubal's man. Carabunculo, Rex Fletruria, the king of Fletruria. He has a wife named Merinda, a fair daughter named Dionysia, a bastard son named Brufard, and Brufard has a friend named Catropus, who I really hope is a cat. Is this a cat? Lord Pridamore and Lord Parasy. We've got a hostler named Flox and Nibs the coachman, and we have three people named Chorus, Racrox and Rabix, and some attendants, Christabel, Una, Plebia, Curia.
So there are a lot of people, kings and lords and servants and bastards. Then we have a stage direction.
Enter at one door Chorus and Racrox at the other.
Two of the people we heard about earlier in the cast list entering at different doors, i.e. from different directions, and meeting on stage. Is Chorus, C-O-R-U-S, a given name, or is it a Chorus, C-H-O-R-U-S? It looks like they are named Chorus, but who can tell? Anyway, Racrox speaks first to Chorus.
Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the Rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common.
And that's it. That's all we get. This fragment is written in a journal of Benjamin Green, probably in late 1612 or early 1613. Benjamin Green was chief factor on the Darling, a ship of the East India Company, so this play might have been noted down for performance by the crew. Where the text originated from, we don't know, but it is reasonable to suppose that it came down from a published playhouse text. It is not unique in this regard. Anyway, have another listen. This time with Liza Graham as Chorus and myself as Racrox.
Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the Rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common.
Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the Rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
I pray, keep off. Thou art a great disturber of the commons.
And now, to close the episode, I'll leave you with our original read-through of this text for the episode, with Liza Graham and myself, Robert Crichton, reading this for the very first time.
So we have a little fragments session that we're looking at here. This is a fragment of a play which was found in the journal of someone called Benjamin Green. I know nothing about Benjamin Green.
No more do I.
So what we have here is we have a list of parts available and then an extensive amount of dialogue. I mean, it's a massive amount of dialogue here.
That's two lines.
There are two lines. There are a whole 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29... 31 words. Whole 31 words we'll be looking at here. And in fact, we'll probably record each line. We'll play around. I don't know if in the final recording, which one I'm going to go for. Would you read some of the parts? Who's in this play that we don't have any more of?
Asterildo, Emperor of Cilicia. Corderia, his wife. Livia, her daughter. Cleobulo and Drubal, his sons. Jack Pretty, Cleobulo's man. Tucket, Drubal's man. Carabunculo Rex Fletruria, the king of Fletruria. I'm guessing with a name like Carabunculo, that's our villain.
It is a slightly silly name. I do quite like it. I hope it's villainous or comic villainous.
Anyway, he has a wife named Merinda, a fair daughter named Dionysia, a bastard son named Brufard, and Brufard has a friend named Catropus, who I really hope is a cat. Is this a cat?
Well, we know nothing more really about this at this time. When I come to actually mix some of this together, I may have done some additional research to find out something about this play, but I like starting from a position of ignorance and moving towards knowledge.
Okay, but this isn't all the characters.
No. Are there more?
Okay, those are two royal families. Now we've got some lords. We've got Lord Pridamore and Lord Parasee, who I assume are probably competing for the favor of someone or other. Mm. We've got a hostler named Flux and Nibs the coachman. That sounds like a clown scene to me.
Yep.
And we have three people named Chorus. That's C-O-R, not like Greek chorus. Chorus, Racrox, and Rabix. Is it and Rabix or would it be Andrabix? Anyway, Chorus, Racrox, and Rabix, and some attendants, Christabel, Una, Plebia. Plebia, you need people and curia, priests.
That would make sense, yep. So, there are two lines of dialogue. I'll ask Liza to perform. Is there a stage direction?
Enter at one door, Chorus, and Racrox at the other.
Ooh, so entering in separate doors. Okay, if you would perform, who's first? Is it Racrox?
Racrox, yes. Would okay. you like me to be Racrox?
I'd like you for this moment to be Racrox.
Are you sure? Because that's the bigger part.
I think I'll take what I get.
I'm putting this on my spotlight, you realize.
Yes.
Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
Chorus. I pray keep off. You are a dis...
One line, and he flubbed it. Shall we take it from the top?
Shall we try that again? I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common.
I mean, it's a fair cop.
Yeah, yeah.
But those... I think that's kind of a promising start. I really want to know what happens in the rest of this play.
Mm, yeah, shall we try it the other way around? Let's see who, you know.
Why don't you audition for Racrox this
okay,
time?
Okay, let's see if I can get through the entire sort of 18, 19 words of this without stumbling. Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the rose, we'll ha... No, I clearly can't. If thou wilt go to the rose, we will a cup of Meringo down. It's merry-go, isn't it? Yeah. I put an N in for no apparent reason. If thou wilt go to the rose, we will a cup of Meringo. Merry-go. Merry-go. I want to go Meringo. I don't know why I want to go Meringo. Is Meringo a thing? Is that... Am I making that up?
It sounds like it ought to be a thing, but apart from, like, the place where Napoleon fought a battle, I really don't...
That's probably what I'm
doing. Or there are eringos. That's, like, a disease, I think.
If thou wilt go to the rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common.
I don't think... I was sort of going for a sort of... I think the voice wasn't right for me. I think I need to be much... A bit... He's more of a commoner sort of voice, isn't he?
Well, I think class is going to be less important than... attitude, you know? Mm. You see someone you know... You believe him to be a friend, right? You say, well met, friend. Mm. And you invite him for a drink. There are not that many people in the world who you would invite for a drink on site. Mm. Like, that's a handful of people, even among people you know. Mm. And Chorus just shoots him down brutally. So even in these first two lines, we've got a conflict set up that, you know, it makes me ask questions as to what will happen in the entire rest of this play.
Mm. Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
I pray, keep off. Thou art a great disturber of the commons. Not commons.
Yeah.
Common.
You added a thou as well. You thou'd me.
I made it more intimate than, or perhaps more contemptuous than it is. Mm. I pray, keep off. I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common.
Let's try it the other way round again.
Well met, friend. What news? If thou wilt go to the Rose, we will a cup of merry-go-down.
I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common. I pray keep off. You are a great disturber of the common.
Yes, and I do like the emphasis of those one-syllable words, that spondy, I pray keep off. That's like, you know, if you want to really tell someone to sod off, you have to do it in words of one syllable.
Mm. So, well, that's it for this lost play.
I'm in suspense.
Yeah, I'm very curious about the King of Fleuria.
Fletruria.
Fletruria.
You never been to Fletruria?
I've never been to Fletruria.
Well,
no.
Fletruria is very pleasant this holiday season. You should go to Fletruria.
Whereas Emperor of Cilicia is slightly more straightforward.
Yes, we know where Cilicia is. Is it somewhere in Turkey?
Mm. Whereas, you know, yeah. That might not be Bruffard, of course. It could be Broussard. I wonder if that's an F or an S.
Oh, Broussard.
Broussard. Broussard is slightly less comic than Bruffard.
Yeah.
But he is a bastard son, so... I do like Catrapus as well.
Catrapus!
Needs to be an adventurous animation series for Catrapus.
He really... I can't wait for this to be a real thing.
Mm. So, yeah, we have class, we've got emperors, we've got their wives and daughters. We've got serving people, Jack, Pretty, and Tuckett. I quite like that. They're followers of the two sons of that. We've got bastard children. We've got lords. We've got Nos. We have got the full gamut, really, don't we?
We really do. I hope they discover the rest of this play somewhere.
Mm. So I don't know how much of this we're going to actually use in the final podcast, but that was quite jolly. Thank you, Liza.
Thank you, Robert.
Fragments is hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description. Goodbye.
And Bruffard has a friend named Catrapus, who I really hope is a cat. Is this a cat?